a lot of people don't see the monologues. And so it's good that people who haven't seen it in years past come and see it again. There's the Spotlight Monologue, which changes every year, which brings visibility to different areas. The Hurricane Katrina that happened, you know, several years ago was the spotlight last year because so much is still not being done there. The Democratic Republic of Congo, the femicide and rape and everything that has been happening there, a lot of people don't know about that. And I think it's important also that the other monologues bring visibility to issues that otherwise aren't talked about. Transgendered violence isn't discussed. Childhood sexual violence is not discussed. Rape is not discussed. Menstruation is not discussed. Even birth. So I think that that is a really good reason as to why the monologues are performed every year and why it's fairly repetitive, because it brings visibility to things that otherwise aren't.
So you think art can help to kind of aware people
about problems? I think that art is, in any form, whether it's considered so-called high art or so-called low art, it's very, it's, art is political. Art has, well, I should say art has the capacity to be political. And, you know, you look at mural paintings from Mexico prior to the revolution or after the revolution, even art pieces that are done now, the Obama guerrilla art, the Hope poster that was really huge, like, for the past 2 years. Art has the capacity to be very political because it's very accessible. If it's just an image, it's highly accessible to various populations, and so I think art has the capacity to be political, and I appreciate that the monologues does that.